The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Morning enthusiasts, welcome to the show. Today I have a phenomenal episode in store for you, but before we get to it, let me tell you about our sponsor. Our sponsor for today's show is from osobeautiful2.com, a screen print shop with items and apparel for these storytellers. Being a minority goes beyond race, gender, or sexual preference. Most people spend their lives hiding their quirks instead of embracing their differences. At osobeautiful.com, they are looking to empower self-love through their creative and powerful designs. Find items that suit you and embrace your individuality. From tote bags to t-shirts, head over there today after the show. Items are gonna go fast. Also, if you subscribe to their newsletter, you will receive a 15% off discount code for your next purchase. Simply scroll the footer of their site, enter your email address, and subscribe to receive the code. It's that easy. That's osobeautiful.com. Again, that's osobeautiful.com, where embracing our differences isn't just a trend, it is the norm. Morning enthusiasts, that has been our sponsor. Now let's get started to the show. I have another powerful company coming on to talk about empowering and uplifting women through their clothing line as well. So let's get started. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today I have to tell you, I have a treat for you. I have never done this, but I have two phenomenal ladies who are coming on the show today. Simultaneously, together, we have a business owner and a CEO who are coming on the show today. And I want to introduce today Lakita Brown and Rochelle Long. Now, Lakita is the founder of Dauntless Couture, an online clothing store featuring clothes for the fearless style in women everywhere. At Dauntless Couture, they know that in fashion, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but they strongly believe that quality should never be a compromise. Lakita was born in Detroit, Michigan, and she is the eldest of six siblings. She always had a drive to succeed. Her parents got a divorce when she was 12 years old, and this is when she first experienced living in a single-parent home with a huge reduction in her mother's income. Her father went to prison shortly thereafter, and this is when the flame within Lakita sparked. She always wanted to see those around her happy, and in order to not stress her mom out financially, she never made a request. She started selling Olympia Sales Club items, entrepreneur at heart at a very young age. One of Lakita's passions has always been to help young women become great achievers. She wanted a business that would give her the opportunity to lift women up and help inspire them with becoming fearless in what they want. And her motto soon became, to be fearless is to be dauntless. Now, dauntless means fearlessly determined, and you are going to find out why she named her business that. Now, overcoming so many life obstacles, she now has a thriving business helping women face their fears while achieving their dreams. And alongside of her today is her COO, Rochelle Long. Rochelle is also from Detroit, Michigan. She is a product of four of five children. Growing up, she lived a modest life. However, her parents could not always afford the latest and greatest of fashion, leading her to wear secondhand hand-me-down clothing. This is a major factor of why Rochelle decided to join the DC team. Dauntless Couture offers fashionable and stylish items at an affordable price for everyday women. Rochelle believes women can regain their confidence in the clothes they choose to wear because to be fearless is to be dauntless. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
I am so excited to get to know you and to talk about DC. And I love your name. I love the business name.
Oh, thank you.
Now, did you guys know each other in Michigan before you started business together?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. Actually, yes. I've known Lakita ever since I was 9 years old. We've been best friends.
Since fifth grade.
Wow, best friend through the years and now business partners. That's pretty fantastic.
Yes, yes. Don't get no better than this.
Now, tell me about Dauntless Couture. Well, how did the name come about? How did the name come to you, Lakita?
I did a lot of research and, let me go back to my past. A lot of things I was fearful of, like one of the things I was fearful of was speaking in front of people, just real drawn in. And I wanted to be fearless. I wanted to overcome all of that. And it took one lady to tell me, she wanted me to speak at one of her events. And she said, the only reason, she said, the devil don't want you to speak. He put that fear in you because you got something to say. And the moment she said that, it opened my eyes up. I'm like, I got a lot to say. And so I researched fearless, just different meanings of fearless. The source is my best friend. Mm-hmm. And dauntless, you know, just a regular spelling of dauntless came up. But I wanted something more unique because I wanted the clothing store to have a unique name.
And it took you to actually step outside your comfort zone.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You were super shy, and then a prophecy came. The lady came up and says, you know, the devil is shutting you up because you have wisdom. You have things to share and ways to uplift the other people.
Yes, yes.
it's really good when we listen. When we have those people in our lives to actually direct our path, it's really nice to see.
And yes, and you have to listen to that voice sometimes too. You know, at the end, it takes time that you got to pray and just listen to God's voice. And so everything manifested in time, but the name revealed itself, and I thought it was just perfect. You know, fearless. I have women just overcome their fears. Because some women, you just don't know how to do it without help sometimes.
And I love that you said you have to be obedient and listen to that voice because it is a still quiet voice. And if you are not quiet enough, you're not listening, you can miss it.
Exactly.
And I love what you both stand for. Fearless women, because I know it can be a challenging for us to be fearless, or because it's seen, it has a negative connotation to it, right?
Right.
What have you seen? What have you experienced?
This is Rochelle, speaking just from our past, this is our second business, actually. Our first business that we had, we owned a beauty salon. And when we went into business, we were excited, but we did not really do the research. And so as we went along in the business, and of course, we did have to close, we made a lot of mistakes. And so from that, but we persevered. And we were able to, you know, bounce back and we were able to open up our clothing store, as well as we do have a mobile boutique as well. And so through that, we have been really, I think that's fearless in itself. And we've been really just striving to persevere against all odds and stay on its course.
Right, because what tends to happen sometimes in the first business, when you are fearful, sometimes you make very bad decisions.
Yeah.
So it can go both ways.
Yeah. So second business, and you've learned some things along the way.
Definitely. And you know, and we wouldn't change anything because it set us up for our success now.
Right.
You know, so we've learned a lot. And we're enjoying this ride.
and as entrepreneur, and I'm an entrepreneur myself, it's really about the mindset, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
It comes down to the mindset where you have to have that growth mindset to the way you just stated, Rochelle, that you wouldn't change anything. Like, it has contributed to who you are. It's contributed to the success of your new business because you had to learn those things.
Oh, yeah.
You had to go through the trial to actually learn and figure that out. So you, when did you start DC?
In 2016, at the brick and mortar first.
And you venture off online. How is that transition?
Well, the transition was a little painful. I'll tell you, though, this is how God will lead you into your purpose. I'm thinking that, you know, the brick and mortar store was where it was at. It wasn't probably the best location at the time, but I was going through a divorce. And so, of course, we had to dissolve both of our businesses in a divorce. It was a nasty divorce. But a year later, I came across a truck, an old FedEx truck. And I was like, you know, I should buy it and turn it into a mobile boutique then. So that's where it sparked the online. Also, the
COVID. Yeah.
And COVID, yeah, COVID really did it to do the mobile transition. So
we had the online, but we really didn't market it, you know, because we were thriving with the mobile, the mobile boutique. But when COVID happened, it really sparked us to try and engage. So since February, we really have been going, you know, trying to really push, you know, our marketing, our advertising. And it's been successful.
It is.
Oh, great. That's really fantastic to hear because there's a lot of brick and mortar businesses that are not positioned to make that transition to go online. And what we've learned with COVID is really, it really put the fire underneath us to think about how else can we reach a global market, a bigger market.
Right.
Marketing is everything and just knowing who your audience is.
Definitely.
Tell us, who are you serving? I know you're serving. I've seen your clothing line and you have a great theme and you serve all kinds of women. You have curvy, you have skinny, yes. You name it. And so tell us about your audience, your avatar. Who do you serve?
So, yes, we serve all women ranging from sizes small to up to 6X. And what I found with the brick and mortar store, as women come in, you know, we as women, we have different insecurities. And sometimes we do not know what will complement it. Sometimes you want to wear something and you're not sure how to make it look good. So we identify those things and we show you, you know, go in the dressing room, try this on. And we have accomplished that with a lot of women to boost their self-esteem as far as even with the curvy woman, a lot of complaints I get is that a lot of stores don't have clothes that fit them comfortably.
Or the pricing. We've tried to undercut and try to make sure that we have affordable pricing across the board. And this is just for everyday women, you know, ages 18 and up. Everyday women who really want and this is for, you know, our dauntless days, our dauntless nights is more 21 and up. but then we also have kids for the shoes, the different
the
types of shoes,
yeah,
the fuzzy slippers, those mm-hmm. have been selling, and those have been women that are 17, 16. I think we had a 15-year-old. So, I mean, I guess it's just across the board if you really think about it. But mainly it's for our 18
for the adult.
Yeah, for the adult.
And your designs are so flawless. Oh. Your designs are beautiful. And
thank you.
Yeah, they're the top quality. You know, like I said earlier, you don't compromise quality with your clothing, and you have lingerie. I was telling my fiance, guess who's coming on the show? And it's a lingerie store. And I was like, it's going to be a very sexy show.
No, yes.
Tell us about your lingerie line.
Okay. Well, at the moment, we have not actually came out with our own particular line. We have a couple of suppliers that we deal with. We are very picky with who we choose as far as what we're going to put on our Dauntless Women. So yep. Everything is handpicked. Everything is, we inspect it from start to finish. I haven't, me or Rochelle, we haven't even had any bad feedback yet. So I think we're doing pretty good with that right now. But
And what we do too is we try to, everything that you see, we wear ourselves because we want to be able to, number one, you know, explain to the customer. And then we want to make sure that the quality is good as well because we are women. And so we want to feel good as well. So,
and I can, as I'm listening to you ladies talk and I'm listening to what you're saying, I can imagine like the product line, just especially the lingerie line, is to help a woman boost their confidence in the bedroom, right? Be confident and be fearless in there as well.
Right. And feel beautiful all at the same time.
Yeah. And then that self-acceptance, because you mentioned we all have different insecurities. It varies for, you know, one person to the next, not just women anymore. Men are insecure as well.
That's true.
And so it takes a stronger woman to actually boost another man's confidence. And so I love what you're doing here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if you're insecure, he's insecure, it's a mess. But if you're confident, you're like, you know, don't even worry about it. You're not ready to get so upset about the tiny things. You can just let it, you can brush it off.
Right.
Tell us about one challenge that you've had in the past year. I know you had to move from brick and mortar to online. On a personal level and as a business owner, one challenge that you've experienced.
One major challenge was trying to get an audience. You have to build a trust with your audience, especially with the online presence who don't know anything about you.
It's totally different than face-to-face.
Right. So that has been our biggest challenge in online sales and things. But it's getting better. You know, the more and more you post, the more and more you communicate. A lot of people do inbox because they want to know that you're a real person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's so funny you said that. We've got a lot of, you know, is this real because of our prices and because of, you know, the quality. And so once we make them feel comfortable, you know, they're more willing to do business with us. But I can say that has been a struggle. I agree with you, Makita. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a challenge across the board, especially with social media and digital marketing right now. There's so much out there. There's so much to filter through, right? So much noise are out there. And people are looking to connect with you. People are looking to know that you're a real person.
Definitely.
And your prices are actually very amazing. So I'm not surprised you're getting inbox messages that says, is this a scam? Is this real?
It's real. We're not greedy. We're in it to help people.
That's a great way of putting it because you have that servant heart, right? You want to serve. You want to give back. Right. That is the stepping stone for success. And I'm not surprised you're doing so well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Rochelle. Tell us about the day-to-day operation.
Oh boy. So what I usually do is I will wake up. It's so funny because everything is home-based now. But I'll wake up, log on. The first thing that I'll do is I'll check messages just to make sure that, you know, that I've responded to all of the messages. I will say that it has been a little time-consuming. So ladies, if you do messages, please just give me time to respond because we've been pretty busy.
At least
24 hours. But I do try to respond to everyone. And once I've completed that, then I'll go in to see how many orders we have to fulfill for the day. And we usually fulfill the orders once a week. So I'll grab all of that information, and then I'll start marketing and advertising. That usually takes pretty much at least 12 to 15 hours a day.
Wow.
But no, Rochelle is great.
Yeah.
As a CEO.
Thank you.
Sleep, eat and breathe Dauntless. So ladies, your orders will come through.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's funny because with Dauntless, I'm learning, and I actually had a conversation with Akita today that, you know, we're serving women and it feels so good because you become like their psychologist, psychiatrist, the therapist. Yeah. But just knowing that you're giving back and that they're really loving, you know, your fashion and your clothing and your products, it's a rewarding feeling. It's a really rewarding feeling.
Yeah, that's fulfillment right there. That's you both have found a passion and you hone in into that passion and then you're doing what you love. So it doesn't feel like 15, 12 it hours does, that you're does, working. And
that, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, we up at 1 o'clock, like, what are you going up?
And believe it or not, I sleep good. I mean, I sleep so good. And I wake up, time to get to work.
Do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
that is purpose. And I'm laughing with you because I can relate. When you find the thing that you love, when you're working in your genius zone, yes, I like definitely. To call it, it doesn't feel like work.
Oh, it's just like our baby. We birthed our baby, right? We're taking care of our baby.
It's so good to hear because a big part of the show is I bring successful entrepreneurs on here like yourself because I want people to understand that success leaves clues. There are things that you are doing that's working for you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I what I like to talk about is, you know, you found your purpose. You found your passion. What advice would you give to women listening who are looking for that passion, for that purpose?
This is Lakita. What I normally tell women is, let's start off with a lot of women come and ask, well, hey, how did you get started? And I say, you know, sometimes you do have to try a few different things before you actually realize what it is you like to do. But you have to start somewhere first and foremost. And normally, after about 15 minutes of a conversation, I can tell what a person's passion is and they don't even realize it. You know, but all our passions are something we want to do or something we like to do as a hobby or something. Turn your hobby into your business.
But it's so funny because growing up, people used to say, you know, I can see you guys as being business owners or leaders. We're like, really?
It came true.
Oh, and then you also have to be surrounded by the right people because when you're surrounded by wholesome, authentic friends, they identify things that's in you that you can't sometimes see in yourself. And they'll help push you to your next level as well.
You know, I would like to add something. This is Rochelle. One thing that I would add, and Lakita, you're right when she said that, because this girl is, I mean, this is my friend, but this is my sister. And when I tell you that when we started, even before then, we're both paralegals. So even we had a paralegal business back in the day. And you know, it wasn't doing too good. And I gave up. You know, I gave up. I said, you know, I need a job, a real job. And I went back to work. And, you know, years later, her vision and my vision, we started seeing other companies with the same vision that we had. So I would say to the ladies, you know, if you have a vision, stick with it, even if it gets hard, even if it gets tough, even if no money is coming in, stick with it because, you know, you have to stay the course. In order for your business to become successful, you're going to have down times, you're going to have good times, and you're going to have no time.
I'm having so much fun with this. And that is true. You speak truth and it does happen. You don't wake up 100% every day where you feel ready to go and energized. There are days you're like, why? Why did I choose this path? Why is it so hard? You hit one roadblock after another, but it's so much bigger than you. And I think that's what you ladies found. Your business is bigger than you. Like the dream, the passion to elevate other women, that's beyond just selling clothes. The clothing store is the vehicle.
And at this point, if we've made contact with someone and we were able to give them some advice or inspirational, you know, because you never know what a woman is going through. We've really done our service. We've helped. That's more, honestly, to me,
more satisfying
and fulfilling than money.
Yeah, that's a very, very good to hear. Not having a purpose or that passion to drive you makes life a lot harder. And the whole 9-to-5, it really, there's no security or safety there. You really got to start creating your own financial freedom.
You do, because who wants someone to put a cap on their worth? I didn't.
I don't. I want to go back to something that you said, Lakeisha, that you have to have the right people around you. That is so crucial. Jim Rohn has a quote that says, you are the average of the 5 people you hang out with.
Oh, yes. I believe it.
Which means if you're hanging around people who are making $100,000 and you're only making 50, sooner or later, you're going to move up that bracket.
Yes. That's right. That is very true.
The reverse happens as well. If you're hanging around people who are making less than $15,000 or who are not positive, who don't want to read or think about the future in a certain way, you soon become like them. You know, you soon just find yourself more and more in their circle. And so it's imperative to surround yourself with like-minded people, as you mentioned. We call them masterminds. You get into these groups where you are bouncing ideas off of each other,
yes.
Where you're able to help each other solve their problems because of that level of thinking. So I want to get into your mindset. Tell me about how do you set yourself up, because I know it's hard. We have what I like to call ants, automated negative thoughts. We are all born with them. We have them. We've been socially constructed. Somebody in our childhood told us we weren't good enough, and that stuck with us, and it like direct our every decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how have you been able to rid yourself of those to be the pioneers that you are today?
My personal story, I had my mother and my father were complete opposites. My father would root me on all day for anything that I, you know, wanted to do. My mother didn't believe in anything that I would do. And I was determined to prove her wrong as far as, or not even just her, anybody who doubted me or my ability to do anything. So I personally just had a passion to just succeed. I had a passion to do better for myself. I had a passion to do better for my children. And that passion can drive you so far to where you're like, wow, how did I get here? So I thank I thank the good things, and I thank God for the good things. I thank God for the negative things that has happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for me, my drive came from my parents. Watching my parents, my father, he worked, a 9-to-5. He worked for General Motors. He worked in the factory. Seeing him come home, you know, he was always tired. My mother, she had 2 or 3 jobs. She was a paralegal, real estate broker. But they both worked hard to achieve their goals, and they worked together. So just seeing their drive and them instilling that in me, that's what has, you know, kind of, I guess, made me who I am today. So I win. There's no way that we can, there's no other option. And even when you fail, ladies, you still win, because for you to even, you know, step out on faith and open up a business or do the things that you do, you know, that takes leadership. It takes drive. So just know a fail is not a fail. A fail is a win.
Yes.
And so you just have to learn from it. You know, even if you when you fail, learn from it and just keep moving, keep moving along. And try again.
Yeah, that's interesting. You mentioned failure, because with, you know, failure is set out to teach you, to help you grow and stretch you.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And that takes the right mentality. That takes the right mindset. And you both clearly have it. Now, I'm curious, like, what are some of the successful habits that you have? How do you, let's talk about your morning routine, because it is the best morning routine ever. How do you get up, dress up, and
Well, prayer, definitely. You have to pray and ask God to lead and guide you. And a cup of coffee. you gotta have a cup of coffee, and always have to have some type of nutrition. I used to think it was okay not to eat breakfast, but no, it's not okay. Because even when you're trying to lose weight, ladies, a nice little, like, you know, boiled egg, piece of bacon, sausage, you're good to go. But you have to, you know, you want to feel good. So that kind of gives you a jump start in your day.
Yeah, increases your metabolism too. Yeah. You should not go to start your day without food. It is the most important meal of the day because it helps with less losing weight. Metabolism is kicked into gear.
Right.
But one thing that I've also heard is to drink a glass of water first thing in the morning.
Warm or room temperature, definitely.
Room temperature, mm-hmm. Yeah. It hydrates the body. It clears the mind from brain fog. But you think about it, you've been fasting for the past 6 to 8 hours.
Right.
Well, for you entrepreneurs, 4 hours. You don't sleep much.
Right.
What I usually do is I wake up I don't drink water all the time, but I will have my breakfast with my orange juice. And while I'm actually eating my breakfast, I have a list on, like, I have a little board on my table, and I write down the things that I want to achieve for the day. And so even if they're just small little goals, I try to throughout the day, try, and even if it's just walking, or even if it's just talking to my friend, calling the key to see how she's doing, just to try and break up the monotony, you know, because when you're just work, you have to have that work-life balance, and it can get overwhelming. So that's what I like to do.
Yeah, it sets you up for the day, and I love the scheduling piece of it for you. You know, it's prioritizing,
mm-hmm.
so that you can time block, you can be more efficient, because if you don't know what you're working on, it's so easy to get scatterbrained.
Oh, yes. Like I said, from our previous businesses, you learn.
And Lakita, I love your piece on prayer, because I too am a woman of prayer, and I always pray over my business that God continues to spearhead it and steer it in the right direction. For people listening to the show, and women who are listening to the show who don't have the kind of faith you do, who struggle to believe,
mm-hmm.
What would you advise?
Well, there's a story that I always share with people when they say, why do you have so much faith? And I grew up in the church. I did. But I grew up and I grew into my own woman. And I'm like, well, that was everything my mother told me. But is it really true? So I had my first daughter at 19, and God revealed his true self to me at 19. So I was working for one of our utility companies here in Michigan, and my refrigerator had went out. And I think at the time, the only monies I had on me left was my utility money. I had to pay the company I worked for to keep my gas on. And my daughter, she's a couple of months old. And I called her father, you know, he's away in college. And he said, I told you not to have her. And I just broke down crying. And the only thing that I knew at the time was, I'm like, I don't have anybody to go to. I need this money, because if I don't pay my gas, I won't have gas. And then my refrigerator going out, I didn't know what I was going to do. I got on my knees. I'm crying. I'm snotting up, everything, looking crazy, right? And so somebody started knocking at my door. Now imagine, this is around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and nobody really knew where I lived at the time. And so I go to the door, and it was a man on the porch, and I'm asking, you know, what do you want? And he was like, I'm seeing if you need a refrigerator. Yeah, everybody say that. So I swung the door open. I said, I need a refrigerator. How do you know that? What was pitching? You know, I was just on my knees praying in a row, and I'm crying and everything. And he looking at me like I'm a crazy woman. So I said, look, sir, how do you know? He said, look, ma'am, I don't know what you're going through. He said, I live a couple of houses down. Me and my wife are separating. We have to get out the house, and I'm selling everything in my house. So he got he got this on his mind, but I want to know, how do he know specifically I need this refrigerator? He said, look, you give me $50, you can have it. I just need it out my house. And so I gave him, I said, Lord, I'm trust you. I gave him the $50. And it was two young guys that lived next door to me. And I asked them to go get the refrigerator from this house. And got it, brought it over. And you know who came the next morning, right? The utility company. They wanted their money. And so I was just really honest with the guy. I said, look, I'll have it next Friday. I just don't have it today. And he said, I'll give you a week and turn around and walk away. So from that day forward, I said, you know what, God, I've been asking you. You know, and it's a personal thing. I've been asking. I want to know, are you real? And he revealed himself. And from that day forward, I tell you, I got testimony. And it's a lot of things people won't even believe. But
she, can I tell them or you, no?
Well, about my book.
Yeah. She's working on her book. So
this is the perfect time to talk about your book.
You know, it's called My Ugly Truth because a lot of people just didn't know how I made it through a lot of things that I've been through.
And I told her for years, you should write a book.
Yeah.
And she finally
graduated college with five kids. Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah, but I did it for them. I wanted them to see that, okay, we are a statistic because I'm divorced two times over. And it's so many more secrets to that, but you would have to read My Ugly Truth. But I wanted them to know they can accomplish anything, especially with their mama.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And if nobody has faith after hearing that story, she prayed for a refrigerator and the door knocks and the man says, do you want a refrigerator?
It sounds unreal, right? My life has been that. My life is a living testimony. If you stay, be around me a good 2 weeks, you'll see something great.
That's so fantastic. It's like you're connected directly to the source. You know, you're being ordained. Your every step, your every move. In that aura, it comes off too. It's an extension. Your business has that as well.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
That's what we try. Try to, you know, everything is energy.
Yeah. Yes, and you want to make sure you're conscious of what you put out there. Because what you put out there, you're going to get it back. But it's just, you know, what do you want? Do you want positivity or do you want negativity? So if you put positive out there, then you're going to bring in positive. I think for me personally, I am very spiritual. And I think, which I will say, thanks to Lakita, over the years, I had been going through things, especially being in school and not, as you know, not having the money, you know, a struggling college student, trying to pay bills, trying to, you know, still live and function throughout life. And, you know, you run into, you know, just the normal things like your lights getting cut off. I don't know if that's normal, but but for me, it was my normal. but just being spiritual and having faith. Persevering and overcoming that, it's just things fall into place. Things always fall into place. So women, if you're going through things, you know, if you want to give up, don't give up. Keep going, because I'm telling you, things will fall into place. They may not fall into place when you want them to fall, but they will fall into place. Trust and believe.
That is always on time.
Okay.
That is such good advice. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm falling in love with your store and both of you ladies. I want you to please tell us, how can we find your store? How can we connect with you?
Yeah, so you can find us right now online at www.dauntlesscouture.com. You can find us also on Facebook. Please like our page. you can find us at Dauntless Couture. And then we're also on Instagram, Dauntless_Couture, and also Twitter. Oh, yes. I should spell Dauntless. We spell it Dontless. So that's Dontless, but we pronounce it Dauntless Couture. And yes, Twitter is Dauntless Couture, as well as Pinterest. So we have a lot of different ads going on. So yeah, you can always message us if you just need some advice. We're here.
Right. We're going to start doing blogs on the website as well to interact a little more, share some stories, some more stories, and just get some feedback and see what our ladies, our Dauntless ladies, are doing out there. So
yeah, and if you guys would like to see certain items,
You know, send us an email and we will try and see if we can get shot with our vendors. Well, Akita's also our buyer, but we'll try to get, you know, see if we can get the lowest price and try to, you know, see if we could get that on our website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. This has been Rochelle and Lakita, business owners, and they are fearless, fearless women. They don't let their past tell them who they are. They recreated their truth. They recreated their life and built a business to help women do the same. And they're a powerful, powerful being. Ladies, before I let you go, I want to hear from you. What does it mean to be, to you to be fearless?
Oh, well, to be fearless means to face whatever it is you think you're scared of and go hard at it and watch how easy it is to overcome it.
Yeah, for me, you know, to be fearless is don't listen to what everyone say. Walk your own path and stay on its course, because no matter what goal that you have at the end of that course, if you have a goal, you're going to achieve that course. Don't listen to the outside people, you know, don't listen to the negativity, stay positive and stay your core.
Be determined.
Be determined. That's the word.
Yes.
Be fearlessly determined.
Yes.
Ladies, it's been an absolute joy, a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our sponsor for today's show is from OhSoBeautiful2.com, a screen print shop with items and apparel for these storytellers. Being a minority goes beyond race, gender, or sexual preference. Most people spend their lives hiding their quirks instead of embracing their differences. At OhSoBeautiful.com, they are looking to empower self-love through their creative and powerful designs. Find items that suit you and embrace your individuality. From tote bags to t-shirts, head over there today after the show. Items are gonna go fast. Also, if you subscribe to their newsletter, you will receive a 15% off discount code for your next purchase. Simply scroll the footer of their site, enter your email address, and subscribe to receive the code. It's that easy. That's OhSoBeautiful.com. Again, that's OhSoBeautiful.com, where embracing our differences isn't just a trend, it is the norm.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.